Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did. July 25th is Act Like a Caveman Day. So today, I'm going to club a woman over the head, drag her back to my man cave, and invent the wheel, all while being completely terrified of fire. Celebrating is so easy, a caveman can do it. Ooga, ooga. Happy Act Like a Caveman Day.
WACV, Coosada. News Talk 93.1 FM.
At 4 o'clock.
Stand by for news.
Fox News Radio, I'm Jane Metzler. Returning to the Senate after brain cancer surgery to cast a procedural vote on a health care bill, Senator John McCain appealing for bipartisanship.
We're getting nothing done, my friends. We're getting nothing done.
Two Republicans voted no on allowing debate on the bill to repeal Obamacare. McCain noting,
I voted for the motion to proceed to allow debate to continue and amendments to be offered. I will not vote for this bill as it is today. It's a shell of a bill right now. We all know that.
Vice President Pence had to break a tie today. President Trump responding at a news conference.
I'm very, very happy with the result.
The president also asked if he plans to fire Attorney General Jeff Sessions.
Very disappointed with the Attorney General, but we will see what happens. Time will tell. Time will tell.
Fox News, we report, you decide.
Well, that sounds real optimistic.
When Michael Phelps' race against a shark turned out to be a fake race against a fake shark, that's when Shark Week officially became Jump the Shark Week. With ridiculous shows like Alien Shark, Shark Vortex, and Devil Sharks, you know it's going to be a shark storm, which is no lie, also the name of an actual show on Jump the Shark Week. And with a Los Angeles and New York version of Sharks in the City, the word on the street is that Shark Week has lost its bite. Not convinced? It all wraps up Sunday night when we dip back into the Michael Phelps chum bucket to bring you a show called Shark School with Michael Phelps. Jump the Shark Week, the Discovery Channel's TV franchise that's dead in the water.
You can't trust nothing no more. So that whole thing, that whole buildup with Phelps and the shark in a swim-off, it's fake. Fake! All right. Clint called back.
Yes, sir. All right.
What the question I asked, and we have to move on. What was it about? What is it about these dinner menus that so impresses you?
Well, they're all original from 1942, 1940.
Yeah,
and maybe some of your viewers had some of their family members that were stationed in those units.
What's on the menu? That's what I want to know.
All everything they had: they ate Georgia turkey, oyster dressing, giblet gravy. Snowflake potatoes, cigarettes, cigars, coffee, cream, banana cake, pumpkin pie. I mean, it gives the whole dinner menu, and it has a list of each soldier in the unit.
Mm-hmm.
All the officers, the first sergeant, the cooks.
And the 1942 menu, same
location.
Same
thing.
Okay. All right.
This one's in Camp Wallace, Texas. The other one is at Fort Benning, Georgia.
Mm-hmm.
But they're all original. And they're pretty cool. And they're in doggone good shape.
Well, I'd love to see them sometime. I love authentic things. That's one reason why I love the movie Dunkirk today. Thanks for calling. Let's talk to Iva, who's been waiting for a bit.
Hey, Greg. I am so glad to hear that Dunkirk is good. I have wanted to see that, so I'm glad to hear your all's endorsement of it. But I don't know if you're aware, if whatever. It's an old movie, classic, Academy Award winner out of the 40s, Mrs. Miniver.
Yes, I was talking to Rich about that film because
yes.
There's a scene in there where the family dispatches their boat to be part of the Dunkirk rescue.
Yes, and of course, the technique of doing that in the movies back then is not anything like it would be today. But that was what I was going to say. If I'm not mistaken, that part had to do with Dunkirk. That's what happened. But anyway, it's a wonderful movie and a wonderful story for what Europe went through before we got into the war.
Right,
over
people.
There. But if I can say something about Jeff Sessions, would you mind?
Not at all.
Okay. Dan didn't quite let me finish my statement today when a lot of people were calling in, and I understand. But what bothers me with Trump I do not care for him as a person, but I like what he said. But Jeff Sessions uses his brain before he opens his mouth. And that's what scares me to death, that Trump is putting people in there that are slick talkers. And I'm so scared if Sessions doesn't stay there to keep balance, I'm afraid he's setting us up for a Democratic House, Senate, and presidency in 4 years. 3 years, 3.5 years. That scares me to death.
I understand that. I don't want that any more than you do. But on the other hand, the front of Drudge today is filled with people being upbeat about the economy. And the economy generally drives the vote.
True.
What we need to do is get rid of the Republicans who don't want to do anything except perpetuate the swamp.
Drain the swamp. But I don't put Jeff Sessions as one of the alligators there. I may be wrong, but I think he's a gentleman, and I think he will do the right thing. And I just think Trump needs his balance, his demeanor. And I don't know what's going to happen, and it won't affect me that much at my age.
Joey, what you've read, is Trump part of Trump's disappointment, his failure to not do anything about Hillary?
He said that in a tweet this morning.
No, not right now. I don't think there's a statute of limitations to that, is there?
No, but, you know, all we hear about is Russia, 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 and there's a big Russia thing on the other side of the aisle that needs to come up, and I think it would be great to thwart this, all this talk about Russia over nothing.
Exactly.
And come back at something involving Russian collusion that does involve something like 20% of our uranium and giant donations to the Clinton Foundation.
Exactly. And that's what, like I said, I don't know if there are any limitations, statute of limitations on what the Clintons did, whatever. But
I got a great clip, by the way, on all the dead bodies the Clintons have.
Lord. Yes, I have one, too. That was somebody who worked for Clinton when he was governor. Was worked in his campaign when he was running for governor of Arkansas. They tried to kill him, and I've got a tape Don Markle did that I recorded.
Oh, wow.
But I don't know. It just bothers me that he that his loyalty just doesn't. And not that he needs to keep Sessions just because Sessions endorsed him, but he needs to give the man time, and he needs to understand the man. And I don't think there's any understanding with him. And he just, like I said, I think Sessions uses his brain before he uses his mouth, and I think the opposite of Donald Trump.
All right, well, I appreciate your opinion. I don't think any state in the of the 57 are where you're going to hear a more unusual opinion on the Trump-Sessions thing than right here in Alabama, because Senator Sessions is quite beloved here, won his last election with 72% of the vote, ran unopposed. That's a guy that's popular with all the people and not just a chosen few or a bunch of different groups cobbled together. On the other hand, you got a president who's from who's got no connection to any of this crap, who wants to clean it up. So where you have to put yourself is, I think, first in the president's shoes, and the whole recusal thing should never have caught President Trump off guard. That should have been discussed, and if it was an issue for Senator Sessions in taking the job, he should have found that out before he took the job. Something just doesn't play right with this. And, you know, look, bosses, whether they're presidents or big corporation, they're tough guys. Most of them are not very well liked. And they have a very, very tight inner circle. So Trump is kind of running his presidency sort of like a corporate CEO would. A guy who's taken over a country or a corporation that's faltering and it needs to be fixed. And he's certainly not getting much cooperation from either side with his agenda. He's doing what he can with executive fiat. But again, why are people suddenly optimistic about the economy? Good news this week, 3 million people quit their jobs. Well, that doesn't happen unless people have something else to go to. And for 8 years under the faux leadership of...
I'm a total bumbling idiot.
That jack-off, we went nowhere fast. So let it say it's still early. There's still time. Things can happen. I invited Jim Tolles from our sales staff into the studio because you've been having some wrist issues, right?
Some wrist issues, definitely.
Is it? Are you dealing with the Quervain tendonitis? Is that the?
It's something very similar to that. The orthopedist had a specific term for it that's so technical I can't remember what he told me it was.
I had that 10 years ago, and it was miserable. 3 weeks in a cast, 3 weeks of immobilization beyond that, with no guarantee that that would solve the problem.
Right.
But the laser treatment wasn't available at that time, so that wasn't an option. But you went over to Infusion, and you've had the laser done. Tell me about that, the experience of having the laser.
Well, it was a very neat experience. It was a very quick process and very pleasurable as compared to getting the steroid shot I had gotten from the orthopedist, because this is completely pain-free.
Right.
They have a machine that a technician programs for the site where you're experiencing the pain, and she leaves the room, and the machine does its work. Only takes about 5 minutes, and then the technician comes back in and has a handheld laser that is then used to further magnify the effects of the laser.
Are you feeling improvement?
Yes. I've gotten so far as much improvement as I had gotten from the shot, and I honestly think once I go back and get another treatment, that will continue to help the process along.
When do you plan to go back?
Saturday.
Good. Well, then I'll see you over there.
Yes, sir.
I wanted you to stop by and let everybody know that you've had the laser experience. Jay Scott's had it. A different issue, but it fixed him right up. And Emily saw improvement with her neck issue. So we'll check back with you next week.
Please, it's a very convenient location.
Right across from the emergency room entrance to Baptist East.
You go right in. And you're seen quickly, and you're out and on your way.
Yeah, you can do it literally on your lunch hour, or you can do it on Saturday between 9 and noon. So we'll see you over there.
All right. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Maybe we'll see you at Bomb Hours tomorrow night, too.
Definitely.
All right, let's visit with 84.
Hello?
Yes.
Hey, Greg. How are you today?
You know.
Hey, Joey, how was the judge last night?
Fantastic.
Yeah, we got to talk about that, too.
He was very, very good.
Good. I heard Barron talking about it today, and I know you're a fan, and Barron's not necessarily that much of a fan, but he sounded real impressed with it. Sounds like he's a great speaker.
He is, and actually he essentially gave a second-year constitutional law course in 30 minutes, and it was very good.
Yeah, well, to me, he seems like one of the smartest people on the face of the earth, but, I mean, he may not be, but, gosh, he sure seems like it. Now, I couldn't hear very well because I was on hold, Greg, but Clint was calling something about the Christmas dinner that they got when he was in the Army. Was it steak, potatoes, green beans, and pumpkin pie? Is that what he said?
It's only a myth.
Sounds good to me, though.
Except for that bathhouse business.
No, I had a question from when you started the show, and this is completely all the way back to the first topic.
Yes.
What is, and I don't want a knee-jerk reaction, what is your favorite movie that you've ever seen, you and Joey both?
Favorite movie that I've ever seen?
Your favorite movie that actually impacted your life or something that was, I know you can, like I said, I don't need to think about it. What is the best movie or your favorite movie that you've ever seen?
There are a lot of great ones, but I'll give you probably my favorite movie memories. My dad comes home. This is when I'm living over on Johnstown Drive over there near Dalrado.
Mm-hmm.
Dad comes home, and he's got this big cardboard box. I'm like, what's that? He goes, it's a DVD player.
Ooh!
And I went, a DVD player? All right, this had to be like 99, 2000. And I'm like, well, what movie did you get for it? Because I'm so excited. I've seen the advertisers for this stuff. He goes, The Matrix. Ooh. My mom from the background, isn't that rated R? He's like, yeah, but let the kids watch it. Let the kids watch it. So it was like my first rated R movie. I think I'd seen others before that. But first official rated R movie with the folks. And I remember that movie vividly. And it's still one of my favorite movies to go back and watch. It holds up to today with special effects, the first Matrix.
I'll give you that. That is a great movie.
And it's a philosophical thriller with incredible special effects and stunts. That's right up my alley.
You want my answer to this because we're running out of time here?
Yes, sir.
My vote would have to go to the movie It's a Wonderful Camp.
Pete, this is Joey. He's going to spend some time with us.
Howdy, young fella.
You better get him over to the bathhouse. It's about chow time, isn't it?
Yeah.
What's cooking?
Steak, potatoes, green beans, and I think I seen Cook making pumpkin pies.
Does that sound good to you, Joey?
Sure does.
No.
Except for the bathhouse business.
It's here. My mystery day.
Stop.
That's my favorite movie. Yes, a swarthy man have a laugh at the young man in his...
You can't be serious, can you, Greg?
I can't what?
You cannot be serious, can you?
I am serious, and don't call me Shirley either. Oh, you're ready, okay?
All right. Well, I figured you would go with Airplane. I'll tell you what, my favorite movie is Taken. And I have sat down with all of my daughters and watched that movie. And when it gets to the very last scene,
which movie is this?
Taken with Liam Neeson.
Taken. And I know
particular set of skills.
It's become a parody of itself. But The very first movie, I watch it with all my daughters. And when it gets to the last scene, and he pulls that pistol out and shoots the guy between his eyes, I said, "Your daddy would do that for you." I would crawl across broken glass in the fires of hell to find you, and I would kill somebody if they took you. And that movie just touches me, and I connect with it. So
gotcha.
That's my favorite movie. And you have a daughter, Greg, and you would do anything for them.
Of course.
And that movie epitomizes that to me. And Dumb and Dumber is my second favorite.
Samsonite, I was way off.
All right, 84.
We're
going to see you at Bomb Hours tomorrow night. Are you going to wear your Rico wig?
I will be at Bomb Hours tomorrow night. Yes, and Lauren's coming too because Thursday is our anniversary, and that's going to be our party at Bomb Hours tomorrow
Wonderful.
Night. Yes. So I will see you tomorrow. I'm taking off early.
Excellent. Well, thank you, and we'll see you then, buddy.
All right, guys. We'll see y'all.
We'll have to toast the 84s because they make a really good 168 together. 419. Man, from the moment I walked out the door of the house this morning till I got here, this day was a wet slap in the face, man. It is so humid. The heat, what's our current temperature? Heat hasn't been too bad. But, man, the moisture. And we had, a pretty significant amount of storms break out early this morning right now. I've got the Living Fear Doppler up. We're hoping to get a better take on what you might see throughout the rest of the afternoon. But this is the time of the year where your AC works particularly hard and particularly relentlessly. So make sure you're giving it the TLC it needs to help it get through the summer. And on this show, TLC means Clark's Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, the love of Clark's, the best technicians on the planet who come to your house twice a year. If you're a Clark's Club member and make sure it's running efficiently, they get into the mechanics of it, make sure that all working parts are in good order. There's no systemic failure in the making. And really, the leading cause of air conditioning failure and system replacement is consumer negligence. So you really need to give some thought to this as a homeowner so you don't get ambushed by a $5,000 or $6,000 or $7,000 expense. Because at this time of the year, can we put this off? No. No, not unless you want to relive pioneer days. So for the best in heating, air conditioning, plumbing, and of course people, wonderful folks at Clark's. Better call them at 277-2125 or visit clarkcomfort.com. As far as weather goes, we got the forecast from Rich. Look at the road. Should we roll call today?
Yes.
We'll can squeeze it in.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Capital City Ace Hardware. When it comes to hardware for your home, Ace is the place. 3215 Taylor Road next to Applebee's.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks. Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. The risk for scattered showers and thunderstorms will continue not just through the evening hours. I think there could be a few even overnight. Not everybody will see one. The overnight low temperature drops to the mid-70s. Tomorrow, partly sunny, scattered afternoon and evening storms. You know, a decent 40% coverage tomorrow with a high in the low 90s, and a 30 to 40% chance both Thursday and Friday with low to mid-90s both days. A little bit better coverage on the storms, about 50% by Saturday. Download our weather app. Stay on top of the weather changes. It's free in the App Store. All you have to do is search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Traffic is brought to you by Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars, home of the largest used car inventory in the area.
Good afternoon, everyone. Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch. Traffic still working with that structure fire, 3700 Wesley Drive. Also accidents, Virginia Loop at Troy Highway and Eastern Boulevard at I-85 on the northbound side. All those still active accident and fire scenes, so careful around those. Everything else looking okay, though. The interstate systems are still running along real smooth. Nothing on Atlanta Highway so far. We're not seeing anything on the 31s to give you any problem this afternoon. At the Reinhardt Toyota Used Car Super Center, get up to $5,000 off MSRP on any RAV4 or $3,800 off MSRP of any Tacoma in stock. The savings are everywhere at the Reinhardt Toyota Used Car Super Center. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
Injured in a wreck? Don't be the only one without an attorney. Call the Vance Law Firm.
1-800-INJURE. Representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
It happens every summer. Stargazers delight in the opportunity to view constellations that can't be seen in winter, while car lovers delight in the opportunity to own one of our stars. At the Mercedes-Benz summer event, you can get the Mercedes-Benz of your dreams for less than you thought possible. Like the beautiful to behold, but built to be driven C-Class. You select its driving dynamics to fit the mood you're in and the road you're on. Lease the 2017 C300 Sports Sedan, an IHS top safety pick, for just $399 a month for 36 months with $4,193 due at signing. Hurry in for this once-in-a-summertime opportunity. Mercedes-Benz, the best or nothing.
A monthly lease payment is available only to qualified customers exclusively through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services at participating dealers through July 31st, 2017. Call 1-800-344-8736 for details about costs and terms.
Visit Jack Ingram Motors at 227 Eastern Boulevard in Montgomery or call 334-277-5700.
Hey folks, Dave Ramsey here. If you're looking for a great dentist, I want you to know that I trust Smile Makers. The doctors over at Smile Makers continue to raise the bar when it comes to dentistry. People are coming from all over to get a same day smile. You heard me. You can get a complete smile makeover in one day. Whether it's the result of bad genetics, a bad decision, or just some bad luck, missing teeth can keep you from enjoying the life you deserve. At Smile Makers, you have options. Not only do they perform same day smiles, but they also offer life changing dental implants. When you're in need of complex dental work, I recommend the doctors at Smile Makers in Montgomery. Folks, experience and technology matter. Give Smile Makers a call today for a free consultation or a second opinion. 334-269-8086. That's 334-269-8086. Online at SmileMakersAL.com. And tell them Dave sent you.
Hi, I'm John Danielson. The experience you want from a dealership is right here at Montgomery Subaru. Get familiar with the unfamiliar in the 2017 Subaru Outback. Symmetrical all-wheel drive plus a fuel-efficient 33 miles per gallon. It's a 2017 IIHS top safety pick with Subaru EyeSight and HID headlights. Now through July 31st, get financing as low as 0% for 63 months. Come see us on Eastern Boulevard or visit us on the web at MontgomerySubaru.com. Montgomery
Subaru. School's almost here, and no student should ever have to worry about starting school without everything they need. And no teacher should have to buy their own class supplies. Blue Water Broadcasting and Jack Ingram Motors ask you to cram our van and help kids and teachers in the River Region get off to a great start this school year. Drop off school supplies to Jack Ingram Motors on Eastern Boulevard and help cram the van. While you're there, test drive a Mercedes-Benz. Visit our website for more info from Jack Ingram Motors and Blue Water Broadcasting. interesting.
Live local talk. The River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
And now it's time for another episode of 1 Minute Inside a Woman's Head.
Oh, here's that female-sensitive bladder commercial again. Well, there's another great thing I can look forward to. I mean, I know it's going to happen to me. It used to happen in middle school when my best friend would make me laugh. She used to call me Tinkerbell. Oh, see? Right there. In the future, that's going to need a special panty. Maybe it won't happen to me. They always say, ask your doctor. If I asked my doctor all the stuff I wonder about, I'd get the Hypochondriac of the Year award. I better start hanging out with less funny friends. I can't imagine the panic of having to change out of one of those in a public restroom. Jeans are tough enough to get off, let alone a single stall taking off an underoo. I'll also need a big purse that'll have the extra room for my discreet big girl panties. Panties. I hate that word. Oh, oops. Shoot.
And that was another episode of 1 Minute Inside a Woman's Head.
And now it's time for another episode of A Few Seconds Inside a Man's Head.
Oh, man. I am going to have to air this room out.
And that was another episode of A Few Seconds Inside a Man's Head.
You have time for the roll call? Nope. Mm. Sorry. But we've been busy. There's a lot of stuff to talk about today, including your visit to Auburn.
Yes.
With Barron and your little hot rod, as I heard him call it this morning. To see,
call it a hot rod?
I believe I heard that was the term.
I'm happy. I, in fact, do have a hot rod.
And their thoughts on Judge Napolitano.
Oh, he was great. I mean, he essentially, I can get into it here in a little bit about what he talked about.
Well, we've got JR on the phone. Let's see what JR's got on JR's mind today. Hello?
Hello?
Yes?
Hello? Greg?
Yes?
How are you?
I'm all right.
Good. I heard y'all talking about Dunkirk.
Yes.
Me and a friend of mine went to see the movie on Saturday at the afternoon matinee, or whatever you want to call it, but came away very disappointed. And the reason is the noise was just unreal. You know, like, I guess who it was, Rick Reed said or something. I don't know.
Yeah, no, I will make, if there's a negative, there's an ongoing thing in the soundtrack that doesn't seem to have a point to it. And it is definitely loud.
Right. I mean, it's extremely loud, and there's very little dialogue in the movie, you know, very minimal dialogue. It's just mainly action and what took place there in some regard. But what I didn't like about it, because I love history, mm-hmm. is it did no background from the German side or the English side. It had nobody calling for the civilians to get their ships out, get their boats out so they could go and rescue and evacuate these troops from Dunkirk. I mean, none of that was in the movie. And if you don't know history and you go see this movie, you're a young person, you have no clue what's even going on.
I think that's a fair point. I think you do have to have a preliminary knowledge about the event to understand.
Right. I mean, that's what disappointed me, because, you know, you brought up Tora, 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 and they did extensive background on that movie, you know, to bring the actual event into focus.
Yes, and they told it from both sides, too. It was
exactly
produced,
right.
It was produced
exactly right
by an American director and a Japanese director.
And to this day, I don't think anybody knows why Hitler stopped his troops from destroying the troops there on the beach. If he had done that, there's no telling how many years the war would have lasted.
Or what the outcome would have been. I mean, you cannot envision losing 300 and, what would they rescue, 338,000 that were saved?
Right.
To return to fight in the war, that would have been a devastating blow to England. I don't know how they could have recovered from that.
Right.
But a lot of, you know, if there's a documentary, PBS ran it years ago. I don't know if it's available on YouTube or not, but it's called How Hitler Lost the War. And it basically says, because of Hitler's demented and psychosis, when those elements came into his decision-making, like, you know, going after Russia, you know, Operation Barbarossa,
Right.
Those are the things that, that cost him the war. When you look at what Germany had on the boards and the technologies that they had developed, it's hard to understand how they did not capture Britain.
Right.
You know, and letting somehow 350,000 enemy troops make it back to Britain to come back and fight them later in the war.
I've got this book. And of course, when I got back home from watching the movie, I got this book called American Heritage, Pictorial History of World War II. I bought it years ago, and I was like, I don't know, it might have been my early 20s. I forget exactly how long. It's been many years since I've had the book.
American Heritage, that's an excellent magazine.
Yeah, yes, indeed. But so I opened up the book to Dunkirk, and it's got a little insert in there about, I'm trying to think of the German general's name, but he was one of the major field marshals under Hitler, and he blamed Hitler for not allowing the army to go in there and take the troops out of Dunkirk. He turned it over to the Air Force, and of course the Air Force made a, it was under Goering, and he didn't know what he was doing with the,
well, you know, that, you know, there's another component to that decision making process. They were on some serious drugs.
Oh, yeah, right. Right. I forgot. Yeah. Goering was a drug addict. Right, exactly.
That's one of the things that's come to light more and more. In fact, there's another Nazi documentary coming up on the American Heroes channel on the Nazis. They keep coming up with new stuff, new takes and analysis on the whole situation. But
do you remember the of course, this was highlighted big time in the film as well. The yacht... The civilian had the yacht with his two sons on board.
Mm-hmm.
Well, guess what? That whole scenario is in that book, the American Heritage book I was telling you about.
How about that?
And it was taken from an excerpt from a novel, or not a novel, but an account of Dunkirk, you know, that was put into like a book form. And that account was in the American Heritage book.
So
I mean, almost to the T. Now, it didn't mention his son getting killed on it, but... And I don't know if that actually happened or not. If they just put that in, but the evasive tactics that he used, you know, to avoid those fighters that were coming in to blow him away.
Yes,
that was in the book. That was in this little story I read. It's not very long, but it was amazing. I got back and read. I said, "This is almost verbatim what happened."
Now, this is the kind of movie they could set up in schools to explain the event, set up the event, show the film, as opposed to. Al Gore's crap.
yeah, exactly. So something that's real.
Yeah, something that's based on fact and not theory.
That's actually happened, right.
JR, thanks for the call, man.
You're welcome. I enjoyed y'all talking about it, and I just wanted to give you my 2 cents. So
you want to be a Baumhauer's big shot?
Huh?
You want to be a Baumhauer's big shot?
What does that do?
That gives you the chance to take 5 friends to lunch at Baumhauer's if we pick your name tomorrow.
Okay, why not?
We only need your month and date of birth.
216.
You're in. That's simple, okay. JR. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Greg. Thank you.
Good call. It is 434. Let's speak with Cooter.
Cooter?
Yes, sir. I never called a radio station in my life. This is my first time.
Well, what did we do to inspire this phone call?
Well, y'all was talking about that Dunkirk movie or whatever it's called there.
Yes.
And I thought that you might be, I know you have aviation interest. National Geographic Channel has a show on every Friday night called Nazi Megastructures. And the one from this past week was the Air Force, the Nazi Air Force. And it was really good. It showed where they were making the planes, and it showed them going into Britain, and it showed them attacking the American bombers, and it showed what's left of the factories where they used to make them, just way out in the middle of woods, middle of nowhere. They still got some structures where they used to test the bombs.
Yeah, they built a lot of those things underground, huge underground manufacturing facilities once the daylight bombing began.
Yes, they did. I don't know if you had to get National Geographic with WOW or not. I don't remember. But it might be something you want to check out.
Yeah, we get Nat Geo.
Check it out. Friday night. This last Friday night, it was Nazi megastructures.
I'll look for it. Thank you.
All right, later, guys.
All righty. It is 435 on News Talk 93.1 FM. Well, it's not a topic that I particularly enjoy discussing, but it's a reality of life, and I've been through it a few times myself, and I have some thoughts. And that's on the subject of divorce. There, let me just offer this. This is going to sound kind of strange, but divorces are like fingerprints because no two are exactly alike. There are so many different components to each and every one, and there's no such thing. Amicable is a very usefully applied term. Yeah, you can take a mature approach to the end of a marriage, and but I still recommend, because everything you're talking about, going separate ways with somebody you've invested a lot of time, money, and perhaps you have children together. So it's very important to have an advocate who's going to make sure that you exit that marriage with everything that you're legally entitled to, right down to the last second of time with your children, and a mutual and fair distribution of assets and a settlement that's not punitive. Because it's very easy for those things to get, if you don't have a good advocate. For men in the state of Alabama, the advocate you'd like to talk to is Dana Delk, Jacqueline Tomlinson, Delk and Tomlinson, Attorneys at Law, Making Men Matter in Matters of Divorce. Their number is 819-4810. The difference they make, that's well told in the testimonies you'll find under that link on their website, divorceformenalabama.com. Again, the best thing that you can do in a situation like that when a marriage is ending is seek good counsel and let them fight the battles. Stay out. Stay out. Don't put yourself at risk for emotional damage and suffering on top of all the rest that goes with a divorce. That's Delk and Tomlinson, Attorneys at Law, Making Men Matter. 819-4810.
Representation is made that the quality of legal services performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
All right, we're going to get the forecast from Rich, traffic, Fox Business, and then we're back. Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. The risk for scattered showers and thunderstorms will continue not just through the evening hours. I think there could be a few even overnight. Not everybody will see one. The overnight low temperature drops to the mid-70s. Tomorrow, partly sunny, scattered afternoon and evening storms. You know, a decent 40% coverage tomorrow with a high in the low 90s, and a 30 to 40% chance both Thursday and Friday with low to mid-90s both days. A little bit better coverage on the storms, about 50% by Saturday. Download our weather app. Stay on top of the weather changes. It's free in the App Store. All you have to do is search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
High-Tech Solutions, near Walmart on the Atlanta Highway. For computer repair or service on Macs and PCs. Need accessories, parts, sales, or service? See High-Tech. Get 10% off and mention this ad. High-Tech Solutions. Yeah, it's what they do.
Good afternoon, everyone. Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. Taking a look at a couple of slow spots here. Watch out on 85 southbound up around exit 16. There's a pretty substantial backup there coming around from the Pike Road area onto Interstate 85 southbound. Also seeing some on Taylor Road and Atlanta Highway. Atlanta Highway at the intersection with Taylor Road and then Taylor Road all the way back to East Chase. Also seeing some pretty substantial backups downtown on Madison. And there's a little small backup on 65 northbound right as you come up to Highway 143. So no new accidents, just a few little stop-and-go places this afternoon. The Bo Evans School of Real Estate is offering a total immersion, high-intensity, two-week course for your real estate license. Classes begin August 13th. Registration ends August 5th. Go to BoEvansSchoolOfRealEstate.com for more information or call Bo Evans Realty. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
Injured in a wreck? Don't be the only one without an attorney. Call the Vance Law Firm. 1-800-INJURED.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
United for your comfort.
Shane is here from United, number one in the River Region when it comes to your indoor comfort. Summer is here and it is hot and humid.
No doubt, and nobody wants to come home to a hot house.
Don't be uncomfortable in your own home with an old AC that runs all the time. Let a comfort specialist from United give you a free estimate on a system replacement or an evaluation of your ductwork.
That's right, we also specialize in ductwork and airflow too.
There are a lot of times your AC runs for a long time because you're losing most of your cold air in your attic. So remember, sealed and properly sized ductwork will help your AC not work as hard and help save energy.
Don't waste your hard-earned money cooling your attic. Give us a call today.
Stop throwing
throwing money away on high utility bills. And call United today at 262-0247.
Or visit unitedheating.net and check us out on Facebook.
Alabama certification number 84560.
United for your comfort.
Bum, 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 bum. Mr. Sandman.
This is David from Mr. Sandman Mattress. I know I make fun of all the sales mattress stores have, but I really do believe Mr. Sandman offers the best values on mattresses and adjustable bases. We're not fancy, but we do have the area's largest selection of mattresses, none with artificially high prices dictated by factories. I seriously overbuy when offered closeouts and blemished bargains. Our regular stock includes sets from Serta, Beautyrest, Jameson, Restonic, Sutherland, and King Coil. We now have a good selection of special purchase adjustable bases at unbeatable prices. We are a stocking dealer with mattresses, headboards, and lift chairs on hand for fast delivery or pickup. Shop around, but before you buy, visit the store that actually tells you the price of mattresses, not just what the payments will be. All my employees and I really want to make you happy. We're on the Atlanta Highway in Montgomery across from the Dairy Queen and on Highway 14 in Millbrook, 3 miles from I-65 across from the Dollar General. Locally owned and operated, voted the area's favorite mattress store since 1999, Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores.
A1 Plumbing.
Listen, I need a plumber over here right now.
Let's see. We could get to that in about 3 weeks.
3 weeks?
Uh-huh.
Look, I was installing a new toilet and the water line broke. Now I'm standing in about 3 feet of water and it's still rising fast.
Uh-huh.
But look, I'll give you $50 extra if you can send someone right now.
Maybe 2 weeks.
Okay, $100, but you need to get here right now.
All right, keep your shirt on. What's that address?
I'm at 3301 Center Avenue. It's a block from the door.
Must have changed his mind.
Whether your problem is big or small, Cole Plumbing can fix it right, usually the first time and as economically as possible. With our experienced and background-checked employees, we take pride in knowing that we are one of the most trusted companies in the area. When there is trouble with your bowl, call on Cole, 279-8919, or go to coleplumbing.com.
Hello, everyone. Robbie Pelt with Capital City Roofing. If you think about it, your home is your biggest investment in life. Your roof covers your home, so why jeopardize your biggest investment on a roofer you don't know anything about when you can deal with a reputable roofing company like Capital City Roofing? We have an A-plus better business rating and the best manufacturers and workmanship warranties available. We do all residential and commercial roofing applications that are certified through the manufacturer to ensure you get the best material and workmanship money can buy. We also have your project in our best interest before and after construction has been done. Don't hesitate to call us if you have any roofing issues or questions. We will match any of our competitors' price and give you the same great workmanship warranty. We also give free estimates. Give us a call today and let us show you the difference. 277-3311. That's 277-3311. Or you can check us out on the web at www.capitalcityroofing.com. Capital City Roofing. We capitalize the roofing industry.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
We have a guest joining us in a sec, but I want to grab this call from Master Thespian very quickly. How are you this afternoon, sir, and Warhawk?
Hey, man, I'm doing great. I have not seen Dunkirk yet, but I've talked to several people who have, and they loved it. Thought it was amazing. In fact, my wife is bugging me to take her to go see it. Some people will criticize this, saying, oh, there's not enough backstory at the beginning. Christopher Nolan himself talked about the fact that he made a choice. What he put in the movie is what he said was the third part of a six-hour movie. And he deliberately said, look, I'm not going to deal with all the setup and all this other stuff. We're just going to cut to the chase. We're going to go right to the crucial part of this story. And if they want to learn more, they can go read it themselves.
It's 86 minutes long, and there isn't a moment of let-up in the entire film.
Yeah. And Jay gave a beautiful spoiler-free review on his Facebook page, and it made me excited to go see it because Christopher Nolan wanted everybody to experience what it would be like to see there at that moment in time. And by all accounts, everything I've read, everything I've heard from people, it puts you in the cockpit, it puts you there on that boat, it puts you there on that little spar of rock, and it's intense. So I'm looking forward to it. I'll give you my my review of it once I go see it.
I appreciate the call, Master Thespian.
See ya.
All right.
This is the News Talk 93.1 River Region Business Spotlight, a chance for you to get to know our area businesses and business leaders.
And we welcome Darnell Hughley. Did I pronounce that correctly, Darnell?
You did.
And this gentleman represents High Tech Solutions.
High Tech Solutions. That's right.
I'm already out of my league. I'm so out of this arena in terms of any expertise that I'm not sure what questions to ask. But this is why a business like yours can be so valuable to people, because you can answer the questions they
have. Exactly.
Tell me about the kinds of services you provide.
Well, I'll tell you what, I'll go ahead and make you real comfortable right at the start. The first thing that we want to pride ourselves on at High Tech Solutions is that we do provide technical services, but we try to do it in a way that even the layperson of the simplest end could understand, and you know, try to make you feel like a person and not a number or just some object or just a job. So what we do, we repair computers, both PCs and Macs. I know that's kind of cliche nowadays. Everybody in their basement does that, but the difference is we're a group of professionals and not a group of hobbyists. So we do it as a career. And we provide service after the fact that we believe is second to none.
You are so you go in and you can fix. I know more people with computer issues on an ongoing basis.
Sure.
Than people I don't. It seems like they come up very frequently, no matter how they make them, no matter what brand you buy. I've tried
certainly,
them all from.
Certainly.
In fact, I just bought my daughter an Apple setup a year ago that's already had to have. Service. What can people do to take better care of the equipment? What are some of the common mistakes that consumers make that end up bringing in you for 911 can help?
It would seem a little bit self-unserving to tell you how not to break it, so that way I'd have no job. But we do offer good do's and don'ts and good practices. Not only do we provide the service of repair, but we try to educate our customers.
That's
and
what
our
I
clients.
Was looking for,
exactly.
Basically.
We
yeah.
do. We do. And I'll talk a little bit more about some upcoming lesson opportunities that we have. But, in terms of computers, you just said something that was very, very key. Because we get this question all the time, what's the best? Best in the computer world is relative. It doesn't matter what the brand, the make, the model, doesn't really matter whether it's a PC or a Mac. The truth of the matter is how you take care of your tool and your instrument and how you're able to use it to service yourself is what makes it, quote, best for you. With that being said, some of the common problems we see are the same, again, regardless of platform or regardless of make or model. I mean, if you drop it and you crack the screen, it didn't matter whether it was a PC by Dell, HP, or any other manufacturer. And we do repair those, by the way, cracked screens, broken screens. We see a lot of, ports broken. Sometimes you put the jack in, power jack, sit it on your bed, kick it, getting off, those kinds of things, some of the common things. And, of course, there's always that huge issue that everybody raises about, the V word, viruses,
Yeah.
So there's that thing. Viruses and ransomware, specifically ransomware, of course, is on the rise.
Talk about that. This is a situation where somebody steals your information and then sells it back?
A little bit less detail and then more detail than that. Ransomware takes on that very name that we have, actually, of ransom. You'll see a website and it'll say, you've been infected, and they'll say some reputable company like Microsoft. And, of course, I want to tell all listeners all the time that Microsoft will never, ever send you a message to tell you that you've been infected.
Mm-hmm.
But it looks very genuine to, the untrained eye, and it'll say, call this number. Well, you call the number and you give me some pertinent information. I log into your computer under the guise that I'm going to clean and disinfect it, when what I'm actually doing is encrypting your files and holding it for ransom. And I'll release those files if you pay me $200.
Wow. And this is occurring with greater frequency.
Greater frequency. And we see it daily coming into even our shop. And it's become such an issue that I'll be honest with you, we actually have FBI personnel that will contact us frequently to, help us to log that kind of activity as they're trying to crack down on it.
So if somebody does this or goes to one of these sites where this can take place, is there anything that people, is there like a standard piece of advice? I get these offers to upgrade.
Mm-hmm.
It's like the phone calls that come that say, there's arrest warrant out for you from the IRS. That's the big telephone scam. on things that people should ignore?
Well, when you get those calls that say, hey, you know, we've upgraded your credit card, or you can get a better value, or you're wanted by the FBI, give us a call. What do you do on the phone? You hang it up. And so that similar advice is good to follow, even when just surfing the net. You see a site, and it's not something that you anticipated, certainly not something you intended to approach. You know, you were going on Facebook to say hello to a friend, and all of a sudden you've got this, you know, red message popping on your screen. Just simply go ahead and choose the alternate and F4 buttons on your computer. Mm-hmm. Or if you don't know where those are, just hit the power button if you need to and just cut the thing off immediately.
What are some of the other, do you work with individuals and businesses?
We work with individuals, residents, residential care. We take care of residents as well as businesses of all sizes. And to that point, the fact of the matter is so many of businesses of my type have left the Montgomery area. And we're one of the only vestiges of hope, if you will, left doing what we do. And so we purpose to maintain ourselves for the residential customer, because as I said, we want to be here for the layperson.
This is why we wanted to invite you in, so people know about the business and the service you provide. Tell us a little bit about your background and how you ended up with High Tech Solutions.
High Tech Solutions. How did I end up with High Tech Solutions? Well, I got hungry one day and decided to crawl out of the basement and make a job of it, you know.
Really? Like were you one of those that did, you know?
Hey, you know, it started as a hobby, as most, you know, people do when they grow to love this field, if you can believe it. And I started working, of course, for some other area computer stores. And as that store went out of business, I took it upon myself and, you know, had good graces and some good help and just opened a brick and mortar back in 2007, actually. And so we've been doing this for the last 10 years here within Montgomery. And of late, had an opportunity to purchase another prominent spot that was formerly Computer Renaissance. You may have heard of that.
Yes, I did. Yeah.
And I was able to purchase that particular place, and so I moved and relocated to that.
Well, one of the things we celebrate on this show is the entrepreneur who goes and gets it, you know, makes it happen.
Sure.
And again, in our final minute or so here, for those of you just tuning in, we're talking to High Tech Solutions. They have been one of the folks bringing you Rich Thomas's weather forecast.
That's right.
And we're real pleased, proud to have Rich, and of course very pleased to have you as part of the Rich Thomas Weather Network. Now, to recap, the services you offer and to whom you offer them and how people can get in touch with you.
Certainly. Again, and I'll start with the latter. We can be reached. Our phone number, of course, is area code 334-271-0179. And we're located at 6385 Atlanta Highway. We're in the Marketplace Plaza. There's a Verizon store in that area. Don't want to plug
people
in.
People can bring a machine to your office then for repair.
Most assuredly. Or call in for service. We can actually come to you, be it residential or commercial.
You are the ultimate geek squad.
I am the ultimate geek squad. The difference is, why call a geek when you can get a professional?
There you go.
There it is.
I love that. That's 271-0179. All right, and this is High Tech Solutions. Darnell, it's really a privilege to have you on. One of these days, I'd like to have you come back and as a guest, and we'll talk about computers.
Tech stuff.
Some tech stuff.
Not a problem.
But we're thrilled to have you as part of
our Blue Water team,
and we hope to see you again in the near future.
High Tech Solutions. Yeah, that's what we do.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
On your business. That is so awesome. 4:54 is the time on News Talk 93.1 FM. Boy, we're 2 hours into the show, and there's still stuff we haven't covered yet, including young Joey's visit to Auburn to see Judge Napolitano. Brad McDonald's going to join us in just a bit, but right now we need to head down and see how traffic's doing.
Good afternoon, everyone. Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. Good news on most of those backups that we were talking about earlier. They've all worked themselves out, and there's none anymore. Everything looks real good on the interstate systems, the Boulevard Atlanta Highway. The 31s are all clear. Taylor and Vaughn looking real good so far this afternoon. The number one selling car in America for 15 years straight is the Toyota Camry. You can purchase, not lease, a new 2017 Camry for as low as $299 per month at Reinhardt Toyota. Excludes tax, title, and dealer fees. Reinhardt Toyota, just sign and drive. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
Injured in a wreck? Don't be the only one without an attorney. Call the Vance Law Firm.
1-800-INJURED.
No representation is made. The Quality Legal Services is provided through the Quality Legal Services Department.
representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
You know, sometimes when you're stuck in traffic, it's a lot less miserable if you love the vehicle that you're stuck in traffic in. I'm not exaggerating. It is true. And if you've always dreamed about being stuck in traffic in like a Mercedes, they can make that happen for you at Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars, because I am the one that's responsible for letting you know about vehicles that are available in the under $10,000 category. Now, they start below $5,000. But the car I wanted to mention specifically is this beautiful 2007 Mercedes. Only 86,000 miles. The body and interior are like brand new. And the Ingram team of mechanics says this car is ready to deliver reliable driving miles. So why not check it out? It looks brand new. I don't know car models from one year to the next, but if you're seen driving this vehicle down the street, who's going to know? And it's less than 10. With only 86,000 original miles on it. That is something. Now, if you got a brand new driver in the family at the other end of this category, you got a 2003 Toyota Tacoma base pickup. These you can literally drive forever, and it's a great car for a new driver to start out with. Many have. The 2003 Toyota Tacoma base, only 4,800 at Jack Ingram Signature Used Car. See Tip Tames and his team and ask about payments as low as $35 a month on this particular vehicle. So why not stop by and see Tip? You've heard about him for years on this radio station. He's everything that Dan says he is. He's a great guy, and he's got a great group of professionals there that make this a really great shopping experience. And hey, if you can't find what you like under 10, don't be afraid to be led into Tiptation and see something, because they have great values and over 200 selections on the entire lot. Cars have to earn their way onto that lot with Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars, 235 Eastern Boulevard, jackingramsignatureusedcars.com.
Hey there, this is Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage. Attention all active military and veterans. If you have honorably served in the armed forces, then you qualify for a VA home loan, guardsmen and reservists included. This program offers 100% financing. You have earned this exclusive benefit. 100% financing means no money down for a home purchase. Your service is your down payment. But if you're looking to refinance, then you can cash out up to 100% of your home's value. Unlock the equity in your home by refinancing today. It's time to pay off that high-interest credit card debt and make those home improvements, or take a vacation. Alabama Home Mortgage appreciates your service to our nation. Call us today at 567-4223 or visit our website at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com, so we can thank you personally. That's 567-4223. NMLS 372374, Equal Housing Lender.
For over 40 years, Headley Plumbing has been fixing the River Region's plumbing problems with fast, affordable service. The pros at Headley are ready to respond anytime you need help, and they charge fair rates for their expert service. They help River Region homes and businesses every day, from repairing leaky faucets, septic tank service, replacing damaged sewer lines, or just unstopping a blocked drain. Trust the experts at Headley Plumbing. Call 285-3667. Headley Plumbing, 285-3667. Remember Headley's motto: in our business, a flush beats a full house.
River Region residents know that Headley Plumbing has quick and affordable plumbing and septic services. You can also find quality metal buildings at Headley Plumbing. A new storage building, carports up to 24 feet wide, even a sturdy metal barn up to 54 feet wide. Headley is your trusted source for quality metal buildings. RV owners, check your warranty. Many manufacturers require that your RV is stored undercover to keep your warranty in force. Call Headley Metal Buildings.